HKX, KO4NUE.
HKX, what's up, Chad? How's your day been? How about you? I've been nice and cool in here in the air conditioning all day.
That's still up here at the deer camp. Did some work on the solar panels today, and I switched the batteries out last week to lithium ion, and
I don't like them at all. And I'm trying to make myself like them, but I can't do it.
What's going on?
Most things have got a BMS in them, a battery management system. And they just, because of the BMS, when it drops down to 11.9 volts, it just shuts battery off to keep from damaging the battery, which I get it, you know. But, you know, in my particular situation, sometimes a dim light is better than no light. You know what I mean?
There where you're at, I can definitely see that.
Thing is that, so you have an operating range on these things. 11.9 to 13.8. So if you think about it, that's almost a volt. You got 1 volt you can kind of play with. Now the reserve is there. You got a reserve that you know, but it is the tenth of a volt matters on these things. So 12.1, 12.2. You know, that's not really, I mean, it's just an indicator of voltage, but, hey, I'm going to have to call you back. KO4NUE, clear.
7-3.
Success back. I just passed Super Road. Yay, I'm finally almost in Greer. It's a little tougher than I thought.
There on that end of Wade Hampton, it's kind of busy. Should be thinning out now.
Yeah, just in time for me to get home.
Where you turn on the 290, it'll get real busy again.
No, I don't even do that. I make the left turn here by Dairy Queen and Lowe's here. I go up the back way. I don't even like to go to that little area there by the QT. No way.
Know what you're talking about, and yeah, I would go the same way. The only problem for me with that was making the left out of there. In the tool truck, people just didn't want to let you in.
Now, I don't like making the left across some of these big roads either. Hold on. Made my left. Cool. Yeah, I'm not crazy about making a left. I know it's nice you can pull out to the center area. Go to the center turn area sometimes if you can get out there, but man, I'd say it's a little scary sometimes.
I always made my route plan where I didn't have to make many lefts if at all possible.
Yep, I try and do the same thing. I got to know the roads fairly well, so I know which ones that have traffic lights on them to make a left.
It's quick, and use them to your advantage.
On the other side of town there, I can't think of the name of the road, but the GPS wanted me to make a left on Berea, 25. I was like, nope, I made a right turn and U-turn. Pulled into a, you know, parking area and U-turn.
It just depends on where you're going over there. This time of day, if I had to head over to where you live, I would go up 25 and come down 290.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, though, I was down on the other side of Greenville, down here in off of 25, US 25.
I come on up Whitehorse because it's only bad there in one spot, and then it thins out real quick.
Oh, you're talking about coming up through TR and make the right on sometimes I'll come home State Parkway or I'll come home Tigerville. That's a nice one.
Multiple ways you can get to where you're at over there from down in that area.
I finally learned the roads and where I can bypass around.
worthwhile for me too.
I'm here now. Yeah, you get to know the roads, you know, which you can go a couple different ways. And yeah, my wife still has a little bit of a rough time. If it wasn't for the GPS, man, we're so used to those, you know, the roads in Florida, because they didn't curve around a mountain road like we have up here. You know, it's pretty much set up as a grid.
For HK, yeah. It's like up here, they just turned the horse loose with the plow behind it, and that's how you ended up with a road.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. KB2HX, that's for ID. Yeah, I'll be home in probably less than 5 minutes now. Yay.
After that, after a long, hot day out in the sun, fixing everybody else's AC. And by the way, mine's doing great. He's been working his butt off the last 2 days, though.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I got to talk to the guy that works on mine. I got to give him a kick in the butt and have him take a look at it.
About ready.
We'll go hobble yourself your way to the kitchen table. I'll talk to you soon, there, Patrick. 73 KO4HKX, KB2HXS. Just a few more minutes and I will be home.
You be careful out there, and good to hear you. KO4HKX, clear.
All right, Patrick, have a good day. KB2HXS.